So we're in the beginning of a new Masechta, Masechtas Ksubis, and Masechtas Ksubis, I believe, requires a little bit of an introduction. And really, the introduction to Masechtas Ksubis is the introduction to Seder Noshim. So the first Masechta in Seder Noshim is Masechtas Yevamos. But Yevamos is very much a Berya Bifnei Atzma in terms of a Masechta. And although it's, of course, a Sifkaton in the world of Seder Noshim, but because of all the nuances and the intricacies and the complexities, it had its own introduction, and really its own Masechta with its own Hadron and its own Sikum. Masechtas Ksubis is more of a standard Noshim Masechta, very much in line with Gittin and Kedushin, and as a result, I think, Kan Hamakoyim Laharich Tzas, just to explain a little bit, the concept of Ishus in the eyes of Chazal, which I believe will be a backdrop for so many of the Dafin that we're going to learn for the next year, year and a half. So the name Ksuvis implies that the subject of the Masechta deals with a Ksuba. So we're all sort of familiar with what a Ksuba is. A Ksuba is a legal document. It's a contract of some sort that exists between a husband and a wife. So really, in order to understand what a ksuva is, we have to understand a little bit better what a husband and a wife is, or more, what marriage is. So in the eyes of the Torah, and in the eyes of Chazal, marriage was made up of two steps, meaning it happened in two phases. The first phase is known as Kedushin, also known as Erusin. So the words Kedushin and Erusin are completely interchangeable. They're synonyms of each other. Sometimes we find the word Erusin, sometimes we find the word Kedushin. There is absolutely, positively no difference between the word Erusin and Kedushin. But the first phase of marriage happens via Erusin / Kedushin. The second phase happens via Nisuin. So what exactly is Erusin and Kedushin? What exactly is Nisuin? The first Mishnah, Masechtas Kedushin, says, so Isha Niknes in three ways. Bekesef, Bishtar, Ubebiya. Which means that if a man gives a woman money, how much money? Machloikis, Bisham, Bisil, Pruta, Dinar. But if a man would give a woman money, he would give it to her with the Kavana to be kind to her as an Isha. That would constitute Kedushin. Shtar, if a man would write on a piece of paper, I want to marry you, he gives it to a woman in front of Aden with a Masada Kedushin, that too would constitute Kedushin. And if a man would be Boyal and Isha, and again he would do it L'shem Kedushin, that also would constitute Kedushin. So Kedushin happens in one of three ways, either with Kesef, or with Shtar, or with Bia. Now, although Midei Raisi, you could be Mekadosh and Isha, but Kesef, Shtar, Bia, but Rav said in Kedushin, Daf Yudeis, and in Perek Rabbi Gamliel, in Masechtas Yevamos, that it's awesome Midrabanon for a person to be Mekadosh and Isha with Bia, because it's a Maisa Pritzos, Ad Kedei Kach, Rav Mangid, Aman de Mekadosh with Bia. Rav would give Makas Mardis, Malkus de Rabbanon, for someone that was Mekadosh with Bia. Ad Kedei Kach, Ben Benoishal, Ad Kedei Kach, even though there's a Dindei Raisi of Yibum, and the Mitzvah of Yibum is not Kesef, Shtar, Bia. The Mitzvah of Yibum is Yevama Yavayaleh, but Chazal were misaking an institution known as Maimer, which added many, many complexities to Masechtas Yevamos. Maimer is Kesef or Shtar or Bia on a Rabbanu level between the Yavam and the Yevam, and it's all because we don't want a man to be Mekadosh and Isha with Bia. Rav Mangid Amanda Mekadosh B'Bia, so that even Yibam, where there is no other option, Midai Raisa, but still, first Kesef, first Shtar, and then afterwards you'll be Mekayim the Mitzvah Dai Raisa of Yevama Yavayaleh. But as it relates to Kedushin Erusin, that's the first phase of marriage. It happens either with Kesef or with Shtar or with Bia. So what's Chal as far as marriage is related, as far as Ishus is related from a halachic perspective, once there's Kedushin or Erusin between a husband and a wife? The answer is almost everything. Ruba de Ruba of Dine Ishus Achal with Kedushin, with Erusin, with that very first phase. So for example, if a man is Mekadosh and Isha, this woman now is going to be an Eishes Ish. She's Aser to marry anybody else. If someone tries to marry her, the Kedushin wouldn't be Typhus. If somebody's Baalel, he'd be Chayev Mises Bezdin. If someone's Baalel and has a child, the child would be a Mamzer. If this man decides now that he wants to sever, he wants to terminate this Ishus, he would have to give her a get. Or if he dies, V'koines Atzmo B'mis Sabal. What happens if he dies and he had no children? There'll be a mitzvah of Yibum Midai Raisa. When she dies, he has a schus to yarshin her nechasen. A kohen's not allowed to be metamah to a mace. He could be metamah to his wife. If a man was mekadesh an isha and she died, metamah lo. If she makes a neder, the husband will have a schus to be mefer her neder. So ruba de ruba of dine marriage happen with that first phase, with what we know as kedushin, or sometimes known as erusin. However, although ruba de ruba of halachas archal, but the marriage is not yet considered to have been completely consummated. So what has to happen in order to consummate the marriage? Phase two, which is what we know as nisuin. Now it's interesting, because kedushin is a mishnah. The very first mishnah of Masechta is kedushin. It's the name of a masechta. Ho'isha niknis bekesef shtarubiyah. So how does a person effectuate nisuin? It's very, very interesting. There's no Gemara that tells us how it's done. The Gemara talks about chuppah, but even the word chuppah is a very, very vague term. So it's not clear from Chazal how exactly a person was supposed to do nisuin. And because it wasn't clear, what we have is a major, big time, one of the most important, fundamental, and even perplexing machloikis in the Rishonim, and that is how exactly does a person effectuate nisuin. Now you would think there was a Messiah in Klal Yisrael of chuppah, of the kedushin, and every person would have heard from his parents, who had heard from their parents, exactly how chuppah is done. But that wasn't the case. And this is one of the mysteries of Jewish history, that at some point, Befrat, Bimei HaRishonim, there was a big debate, exactly how does a person effectuate nisuin. In fact, if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, and this is in Eben Ezer, it's in Simen Nunhei, it's Siv Katan Aleph. It's a very, very long Siv, and the Shulchan Aruch there brings four different shittas of what exactly nisuin is. It's very briefly to mention the four shitas. The first shita, which is the only shita that the Mechaber brings, is the shita Sarambam. The Rambam shita is that chuppah or nisuin is done when the husband and the wife are in a state of yichud together. So when they miyachid together, that creates the gemar of the ishus, that creates the nisuin. The Ramah says immediately, v'yesha imrim, the chuppah ain't a yichud. It's not true. Chuppah has nothing to do with yichud. Ela kol shehivya hachasan lebeisoy l'shem nisuin. That when a husband takes his wife and brings her into his house for the sake of, let's be husband and wife, we're going to now live together, we're going to build a life together, there could be 100 people in the room. It has nothing to do with being in a state of yichud. The fact that he brought her into his house and they're going to live together, that in and of itself would constitute nisuin. The Ramah then brings another yeshayimim. Shachupa hisha person sudar al roisham b'shasa bracha. One of the sugyas that we're going to learn in the beginning of Masechtas Ksubas, one of the lighter sugyas, is the sugya of Birchas Chasanim. We know the sheva brachas, which literally means seven blessings that are part and parcel of a marriage. Says the Ramah, v'yeshayimim, there are those that hold that chuppah is that at the time that the brachas are taking place, you're supposed to take a sudr, you're supposed to take some sort of sheet. It should be on top of the heads of the chasan and the kala. And if the brachas happen in that instance, that's what we're going to know as chuppah. And finally, the yeshayimrim, the Shulchan Aruch brings another yeshayimrim, the chuppas besula, that there's a nafgamina between how you do chuppah with a besula and how you do chuppah with an almana. As it relates to a besula, it's mishayetze behenuma. So the minhag in Klal Yisrael was that when a besula would walk to her chuppah, so there would be some covering over her face. We're going to learn about it in the early sugyas here in Masechtas Ksubas. So when the woman has the henuma covering her face, that's what we know as the state of chuppah. Now that's only true for a psula who used to wear the henuma. The almana who didn't have the henuma, so for her chuppah happened yichud. The makar to that last sheet is a toisves. It's in the first parak of Masechtas Yuma, daf yud gimel amud beis, and the sugya of the kohen gadol needing a second wife in order for him to qualify as a kosher kohen gadol to do the avodah on Yom Kippur. So this is one of the isha sugyas tucked away in the beginning of Masechtas Yuma. Taisus brings it b'shem Yerushalmi. But the bottom line is we have four different shittas in the Shulchan Aruch what exactly the definition of chuppah is. The first is the mechaber, which is based on the Shitas HaRambam, that is Chuppah's Yichud. The Ramah brings three Yeshayimrims. One Yeshayimrim is Kol Shevi Achas on the base of L'Shem Nesuin. The second Yeshayimrim is Sheperson Sudar Al Roisha Meshas HaBracha. And then finally, Chuppah's Besula is B'Sheyetza Behenuma. The Almana is B'Shenes Yachdu. The Bach in Eben Ezer Simen Samach Aleph. So this halach is in Eben Ezer Simen Nun Hey. The Bach is in Eben Ezer Simen Samach Aleph. He says that being that there was a big machloikis in the Rishonim in terms of how exactly you're supposed to effectuate or nesuin, it's for that reason what we do is we yoitza all the different shittas. And that's why when you go to a chassan, there's a lot of different things happening that sometimes we're not 100% sure what they all mean. But the reality is a lot of them are redundant, and the reason we're doing all these redundant things is because we're trying to be yaitza all the different shittas. So for example, the chassan and kala, they're going to stand under a chuppah, four poles, and there's going to be a suda that's going to be spread out on top, whether it's inside, whether it's outside. But the bottom line is, there's going to be a suda on top. That's to be yaitza, the shita that the Rama brings, one of the shitas arishayinim, idea of chuppah is, person sudar al reisham, b'shas habracha. After the chuppah, the chassan and kala go to a yichud room. That's to be yoitza the shitas Rambam. That's this idea of kol shevia chassan lebeisa l'shem nesuin. The concept is there's eid yichud because according to shitas that is what the marriage is going to be. And by the way, even the badekin, which happens before the chuppah, even that has a makar in rishonim in real halacha. That's not stam a minig ba'alma. It's because according to one yeshayim, it's toys the shita b'shem the Yerushalmi. The chuppas pesulas b'sheyetz mehenuma. The henuma is the badekin. It's the covering that the pesula has. Now, if that's chuppah, who has to be the one that does the badekin? The chassan has to be the one that does it. And that's why the chassan there and the edim are there. It's because the badekin is part and parcel of the marriage. Now, there is one interesting ha'ara that one should ask, and that is if the badekin is chuppah, we do it before the chuppah, which is fine, but it means we do it before the kedushin even. So you're doing chuppah before the kedushin. So the Rishonim already talked about this, and they said that the minhag was that the besula would be yoytze behenuma ready early in the day, and vaistois, the actual act of covering the face of the kala with the henuma is not going to be ma'akiv that it happened after the kedushin. It can happen before the kedushin as well. But again, kedushin ho'isha niknes bekasef shtar bia, that's very, very straightforward. That's mafurish in the Mishnah. As it relates to nesuin, that was a major tumult in the Rishonim, and like the Bach said in Simen Samach Aleph, it's for that reason what we try to do is we try to be yoytza all the different shittas. So we know what kedushin is. We know what nesuin is. So what's a ksuba? The name of the Masechta. What exactly is a ksuba? So a ksuba is a shtar, it's a contract that was written between the husband and the wife. So first things first, there's a machloikis in the Gemara of the Kamon, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, where the ksuba is the Iraisa, or where the ksuba is the Rabbanan. There was Shitas HaTanam that held that the obligation for a husband to give his wife a ksuba at the time that they came married is a chiyuv de raisa. There were others that held that it was only a chiyuv de rabbanah. Why would the rabbanah had instituted a ksuba? The Gemara says, because Chazal were worried that a man's going to get married and then he's going to decide one day he's not interested in being married to his wife anymore. And they didn't want it to be too easy for him to divorce her. Now, post cherem de rabbeinu gerushim, it's not easy because if the woman doesn't want to accept the get, so obviously he doesn't have an ability to be megarushim. But mid de raisa, a man can divorce his wife even Bal Karcha, and even the Takonas Chazal, it came after the times of the Tanam and Amiram. It came in the Zman of the Goyim by Rabbeinu Gershom Meira Goylo. So at the time that Chazal were investigating and trying to figure out what they can do to protect marriages, they realized a very good eitz would be to implement the ksuba. So what does it say in the ksuba? So this kriyas ksuba at every chuppah, but in English, what does it say? It says that in the that when a husband and wife get married, there are certain obligations that the husband is going to have towards his wife. These are financial obligations. Now, most notably, and usually when you think of a ksuba, what you think of is that in the event the marriage is terminated, so the husband has to give his wife a certain amount of money. How much money? If she's a besula, masayim zuz, that's what the number was in the times of Chazal. And if she was an amana, it's 100 zuz, also known as a mana. So more for a besula than for an amana, but that's what the number would have been. And really, the whole purpose of the ksuba was, shleitei kalabein of loitzios, it makes sense that the financial obligation was licked in a ksuba would be something related to what the husband would have to do in the event of, meaning when he's looking to terminate the marriage. But the truth is, if you look at a ksuba, the ksuba talks about financial obligations that are nogeya even at the time that the marriage is in existence. Meaning, what happens if chalila, the woman, is captured and now she's a shvuya? He has an obligation to be paid to her. It talks about different obligations of support even during the time of the marriage. But the bottom line is, the yisoid of the ksuba is, it discusses the financial responsibility responsibilities that a husband has to wife. What happens if a woman brings nechasim with her? She comes into a marriage with assets. So in certain situations, nechasim tzayim barzel are going to be incorporated into the ksuba. So when you think of a ksuba, yeah, you think of what the responsibility of the husband or the yarshimar in the event that this marriage was terminated. But the truth is, the word ksuba is going to come up in different contexts and different instances as well. Really, what a ksuba is, it's a very thorough financial document, and it talks about responsibilities as a husband has towards his wife, both at the time that they're married and also what will happen in the event that this marriage is at any point going to be terminated. It's interesting, the Rambam in two places says that ksuba is the din derabbanan. One place is in Hilchas Ishos Perik Yud Halacha Zayin. V'chachomim hein shetiknu ksuba li'isha kidei shaloi tia kala be'enav loitzia. Another place is in Perik Tes Zayin in Hilchas Ishos. The Rambam says, kvar hoidanu, we already notified you, shechachomim tiknu ksuba li'isha, that the chachomim are the ones that were misaking ksuba li'isha. So the Rambam twice in Hilchas Ishos, in Perik Yud and in Perik Tes Zayin, says that the chi of ksuba is only a chi of derabbanan. So Rambam paskins, like those shittas that hold that ksuba is a derabbanan, even gives the reason. But there's a kasha that the Velt asks on the Rambam, and this is Chikav. It comes from the Hakdama to the Rambam's Hilchas Ishos. So unbeknownst to some, the Rambam, before every single area of halacha that he discussed in Yad Chazaka, he gave a little bit of a Hakdama. It's in fine print. It's on top of Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, of every single Irian halacha in the Rambam. And what the Rambam does there is he makes a summary, Kedarke Bakoidesh, of all the different mitzvahs that are going to be discussed and expressed in these halachas. So the Rambam says as follows, Hilchas Ishos, Yesh Bechlolan Arba Mitzvahs. There's four mitzvahs, Medei Reis. Shtei mitzvahs asei, v'shtei mitzvahs lois asei. There are two mitzvahs de aseis, and there's two lois aseis, v'zehu parton. And these are the four mitzvahs. Aleph, Liso Isha, b'ksuba or b'kedushin. There's a mitzvah that I say to marry a woman with ksuba and kedushin. Beis. Shloi tival isha b'loi ksuba v'kedushin. There's an issa for a person to be boil in isha with add a ksuba and kedushin. Gimel. Shloi yimana sher ksus v'ayina. A person has a responsibility to make sure that he's going to provide his wife with sher ksus v'ayina. And dalid lifrois v'lirbois mimana. To be mekayim the first mitzvah in the Torah, pruruvu. So there's four mitzvahs. Shtei mitzvahs asei, v'shtei mitzvahs lois asei. The two mitzvahs asei is lisa isha b'ksuba v'kedushin. Rambam many places describes marriage as being a mitzvah asei. And then lifrois v'lirbois mimana, the mitzvah pruruvu. What are the two lois asei? Shloi tival isha b'ksuba v'kedushin. And there's a chiv of k'sher k'sus v'yayna, which is a chiv lois asei. It's not a chiv asei. But either way, when the Rambam describes the mitzvah to get married, it's lisa isha b'ksuba v'kedushin. And when the Rambam discusses the issa to be boil in isha without marriage, it's like tibal isha beloy ksuba v'kedushin. So the Rambam, in two places, as it relates to him describing the mitzvahs of Hilchas Ishos, he mentions ksuba. The Rambam Shita is that Ksuba is the Rabbanon. So if the Rambam Shita is that Ksuba is the Rabbanon, why is it that the Rambam, when he's defining the mitzvahs eser deraisa of Lisa Isha, he mentions Ksuba? Midei Raisa, there's no Chiyub Ksuba. That's Shloite Kalabain of Loitzia. Why, when he talks about the Isir B of Pani Abal Apnu, he says he can't be born in Isha, well, like Ksuba, Midei Raisa? No, you have to have Ishus. But where does it say anyway that you have to have Ksuba? So this is something, Be'ezus Hashem, that we are going to get to. But as it relates to the immediate segue into Ksubas Dav Beis, and not just Ksubas Dav Beis, really Ksubas Dav Beis through Dav Ches, and then Dav Tes through the end of the Perek, there's one Metzius that existed in the times of Chazal that doesn't exist today, that really we have to internalize in order to appreciate and dehair properly the Metzius of what's happening in the beginning of Masechtas Ksubas. Marriage today happens the same way it happened yesteryear. Nothing changed. There was no chachamim that had the koyach, lakru davim and atayra, bekum ba'asei, or b'shev v'al ta'isa. So marriage happens the way it always happened. Nothing that we're going to learn about how marriage happened in the times of Chazal is different than it is today. It happens al yidei chuppah, v'kedushin. It happens al yidei kesef shtar rabiyah, or it happens al yidei nesu'in. And because we don't know exactly what nesu'in is, we try to be yoytza all the different shittas. That's the way it happened then, that's the way it happens today. But there's one fundamental difference, which really brings us to the beginning of Ksuvas. And that is, the Mishnah says, on daf nun zayin amar aleph, that once upon a time, kedushin and nesu'in did not happen at the same time. In fact, not only didn't happen at the same time, there would be kedushin, then the husband would be teveya, the isha, Can we now go towards Nisuin? She would say, yes, that's the whole purpose of doing Kedushin. And she would get Yud Beis Chodesh. An Amana would get only 30 days. But for a Basula, anyways, it was Yud Beis Chodesh. There was a 12-month lag between when the Kedushin happened and when the Nisuin happened. Now, everything happens Bevasa Achas, Bechada Machta, the same Eidim, it happens under the Chuppah. So under the Chuppah, the Chassan takes out a ring and says, Hare at Mikudeshes li betabazu kedas moishavi. So, by the way, the ring has a makar in Halacha. It's brought down in the Ramah. The Ramah in Ebenezer Simich Chav Zayin says that even though Isha Niknes Bekesef Shtar Bia, so Bia we know Rab gave Malkus for, so that's obviously not something anyone's going to do, but it's going to be Kesef Shtar. And even Kesef, it could be with cash geld, or it could be with Shava Kesef. The minig is to give a tabas. And the Ramah, you don't see this every day, says that the source is a Tikune Zoyar. As I say, Ramah, that it comes from a Tikune Zoyar. I tried looking it up way, way, way above my pay grade. But regardless, that's the idea of being Mekadesh with a tabas. It has a Makar in the proper way is b'tabazu kedas moish of Yisrael. But the bottom line is now it all happens in one shot. It all happens under the chuppah, but that's not always the way it was. There used to be a lag time. So this is where Ksubas begins. What happens if a man was mekadesh and isha? They waited the requisite 12 months. Then after 12 months, they got married with nesuin. There was a bir rishayna. And at the time of the bir rishayna, this man who thought he was marrying a psula, he was mekadesh a psula, found out that she really was a bula. Now, how do you know she was a bula? So maybe there was no dam besulim. Pesach pasuach matzasi. There was a pesach pasuach, which implies that there was a biur rishayna. But the bottom line is, it turns out that she's a bula. Okay. So what's the halachic ramification of a man who thinks he's marrying a basula and then he finds out that really he was marrying a ba'ula? So it could be he's going to claim mekach tois. He may say that I gave this woman a ksuba, which reflects the fact that she was a basula, which high level is masayim zuz. It turns out she was only an amana, and amana is only entitled to amana. So really we can go to a small claims court and we could have a machlaikis and a din taira with regards to 100 zuz, which loosely translated is $100. That's not so much at stake. But really, it's much more serious than that. Because what we're concerned is that maybe this woman at the time of the Kedushin really was a basul. And now, a year later, she's not a basula. You know why? Because she was nivala during that year. Now, we said that as soon as the Kedushin, as soon as the Erisin happened, she's already an Eshesish. Which means that if she's nivala, she's an Eshesish, she's zinsa tachas baila. Which means that if she did a perotzin, she's for sure asa to her husband. And if he's a kayin, even if it happened behind her, she's going to be asa to her husband. So we need to know what's going on over here. In the event that a man is marrying a basula, because based on the research he did, she was a basula, and now he found out b'shas nesuin she's a ba'ula, so is there a legitimate chashash that maybe she was nivala? And in the event that she was nivala, so now maybe he can't even live with her. The $100 b'kenza chanetza gaben. It's part of the sugyas, but really what makes ksubis so high stakes in the beginning is because we have a concern over here that maybe she's a zoyna. Maybe she's a soita that was nivala tachas baila. So what happens if a man was mekadesh, a basula, and then pesach pasuach matzasi, or ein lo damen? Is he even believed? That's ksubis daftas. We're going to get into this. But this is the backdrop. But just to be clear, this can never happen, bizmanazah. Because bizmanazah, the Kedushin, and the Nesuin all happen bivach sachas. This is just for the hamchosha of the beginning of the Masechta. It would never happen because it all happens bivach sachas. But once upon a time, there was a yud-beis chodesh lag between the Kedushin and the Nesuin. It's for that reason this was considered to be a real chashash. How big of a chashash? We're going to learn the first Mishnah, Chazal made a takana, that every single basula should get married b'yoyim harevi. Why? Because of this very chashash. That introduction, we begin Masechtas Ksubas.